With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, August 19th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
We're going to make sure that everything's good. We'll work with Russia, we're going to work with Ukraine, and we're going to make sure it works.
Russia and Ukraine set for peace summit, and Fine Gael starts the process of finding its new presidential hopeful. Plus, we've all you the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says he's begun to make arrangements for a meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. It follows discussions with the Ukrainian president and European leaders, which the US president called very good. In a post on social media, he says they discussed security guarantees for Ukraine and there will be a trilateral involving all three countries. President Trump says Russia is prepared to make some compromises for any future peace deal.
The Alaska summit reinforced my belief that while difficult, peace is within reach, and I believe that in a very significant step, President Putin agreed that Russia would accept security guarantees for Ukraine, and this is one of the key points that we need to consider.
Sky's U.S. correspondent Mark Stone says there are still plenty of unknowns.
We don't know the details of how much Zelensky is willing to, if at all, to give any land. And I suppose the concern is that if there is a trilateral meeting, it will just be those three people in the room. And it could be, in a sense, two against one. It could be that Trump sides with Putin.
Fine Gael has opened a two-week nomination process to find its new presidential hopeful. It's after a high-level party meeting last night following Mairead McGuinness's decision to withdraw from the race. News Talk's Aidan Delaney has more.
Last Thursday, the former European Commissioner announced she would no longer bid for the Oris after a recent hospital stay. It left a gap for Fine Gael, which organised a meeting of its executive council to decide what to do next. A statement last night says the party has opened a two-week window for nominations, which will close on Tuesday, September 2nd. To be nominated, a candidate needs the backing of 20 members of the parliamentary party, 25 Fine Gael councillors and 5 members of the executive council. Should there be more than one applicant, an electoral college voting contest will be held. The frontrunners are believed to be the former Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys and current MEP Sean Kelly.
Hamas says it has agreed to a proposal for a new ceasefire deal that would see hostages released. There's been no response yet from Israel. The deal, which would include a 60-day truce, was put forward by Egyptian and Qatari mediators. CEO of Action Aid Ireland, Carol Balfe, says a ceasefire is urgently needed, but 60 days isn't enough.
It's this cruel cat and mouse game where Palestinians are just being put through some of the worst hell on earth. So we desperately need an end to this. But 60 days is not enough for the population that has been starved, that has been bombed, that has been displaced, and that is traumatized beyond words, including 1.1 million children who have experienced suffering in a way that the world could not really imagine.
Meanwhile, the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign will stage a protest outside the central bank this lunchtime. It's demanding the bank does not renew approval for the sale of Israeli bonds in Europe on September 2nd. Central bank approval is given on an annual basis. The current approval ends on September 1st. The funeral will take place tomorrow of the Carlo fashion designer who died in New York earlier this month. 33-year-old Martha Nolan O'Slattery was found unconscious on a boat in the Hamptons on August 5th and pronounced dead at the scene. Her family, including her mother and sister, travelled to the US to bring her remains home. Her funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the Cathedral of the Assumption in Carlow. Hurricane Erin is heading towards America's east coast. It won't make direct landfall, but island communities off the coast of North Carolina are bracing themselves for large waves, flooding and dangerous currents. The year's first Atlantic hurricane has continued to weaken since the weekend, but some remnants could still impact Irish weather by the weekend or early next week. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is monitoring the progress.
With Hurricane Erin, it's really going to be about what track she ends up taking as she moves away from the US and back into the Atlantic. At present, it looks likely that in about a week's time, it will start to influence Irish weather. It may be that the remnants of it will come nearer to Ireland, but really at that stage, the hurricane will have lost its strength and we may end up with a little bit of wind and possibly some rain.
A strike by 10,000 flight attendants at Canada's largest airline has been declared illegal. Staff at Air Canada staged their third day of walkouts yesterday, affecting tens of thousands of travellers. The Canada Industrial Relations Board has ordered them back on the job after they ignored an earlier order to return. The two sides remain opposed on pay and conditions. The woman known as the Ketamine Queen will plead guilty to her role in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Jasveen Sanga has accepted a plea deal, meaning she will admit to selling the drugs which caused the actor's overdose back in 2023. The US Justice Department says she's accepted five charges, including one count of distributing ketamine resulting in death or bodily injury. In entertainment news, the UK media regulator has rejected more than 14,000 complaints over Love Island. Over 3,500 related to alleged bullying towards the contestant Shakira Khan. Ofcom has concluded negative behaviour in the villa was not shown in a positive light and the contestants were seen supporting and apologising to each other. And in sport, in tennis, Jannik Sinner was forced to retire from the Cincinnati Open final against Carlos Alcaraz through illness. The world number one was on court for just 24 minutes before withdrawing at 5-love down in the first set. Sinner apologised to the crowd for the situation.
From yesterday, I didn't feel great. I thought that I would improve during the night, but it came up worse. So I tried to come out, trying to make it at least a small match, but I couldn't handle more.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.